Amen, amen. Amen. Awesome songs. Well, today is Sunday, November 8th, and our message today is about kindness. And as I prepared the message for today's service, my mind was still filled with thoughts of kindness, that act of being kind to others, and just what it means. And how often it is displayed in our lives, to others and to us. The word tells us in Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. So kindness would be one of those fruits of the Spirit. It's defined as the state or quality of being kind. And kind is defined as of a good or benevolent nature or disposition as a person, having shown or proceeding from benevolence, which benevolent is defined as desiring to help others. Indulgent, considerate, or helpful, humane. So we find that kindness is a state or quality of being considerate, helpful, and having a good nature or a desire to help others. That is what the definition of kindness actually is. That state or quality of being considerate, helpful, and having a good nature or desire to help others. So in the world that we live in, we will find those people who will cut in line, insult those around them, don't open doors for the elderly, laugh at others' misfortunes, and try to show their superiority by dragging others down. Yet there are so many people who let others ahead of them in line, compliment those around them, hurry to open doors for people, sympathize with others' misfortune and show their humility and willingness to serve others. It's easy to pick out the people who are showing kindness, those that put others first, those that seek to help rather than hinder. In many ways, I feel that a person that shows kindness to others is a person that is most happy with their own life. They are most secure in their body, their life, in their situations. They are most happy and carefree, joyous and carefree. Now, they may be the type of person that is struggling, but they have chosen to not allow their circumstances to rule who they are. They have not allowed those trials and tribulations to make them become so bitter that they cannot put others first. They still seek to be unselfish and less self-centered. That try to see the good in every situation and every circumstance. Now, they may not have a perfect life, but yet they try to remain humble and secure through those trials, knowing that the Lord is with them. And that brings us comfort. But it's those types of people that have the ability to put others first all the time without regard to their self. Those that show more acts of selflessness rather than selfishness. These are the type of people that have the ability to show kindness and to display kindness to others. But unfortunately, people who base their thinking on a survival of the fittest mentality may not see the rationale for true kindness. People like to receive it. Many expect it, but often don't really see the benefit of being kind. Throughout Scripture, two qualities are often associated with kindness. They go hand in hand with kindness, and that would be love and mercy. Peter wrote of adding love to brotherly kindness. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness." Verse 7 says, "And to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love." In the King James Version, 2 Peter 1:7 actually reads, "And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity." So we can see in the original version that I read, which would be the NIV version, kindness there was replaced with affection. And charity is always replaced with the word love from the King James Version to any other version of Scripture. "And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity." This is the words that Peter wrote, while Paul wrote about putting on tender mercies, kindness. In Colossians 3, verse 12 to 15, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful." These scriptures, especially from Colossians, remind me a few things. There's many different commands that the Lord gave us on how we are to interact with our fellows, with our fellow brothers and sisters, with those that are not even within Christ, or we may not even know what their spiritual disposition is. It doesn't really matter. We are all created by the same God. We were all made in His image. So we need to understand that whether or not someone we come in contact with, whether or not we know them, whether or not we know their spirituality or what their walk is today, we are still called to demonstrate these characteristics that Paul talks about. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. Peter wrote of faith and goodness and self-control and perseverance. It's very easy to become wrapped up in all the things that we go through on a daily basis, to become wrapped up in our selfishness, in our self-centeredness, and to sing the woe is me song, because we have so much trials, so many trials and tribulations in our lives. But it's up to us to be careful and to be more mindful of how we treat others. We can still be considerate and helpful and have a good nature, to try to see the good in every situation that we go through, knowing that the trial of our faith is what helps us endure. It's what helps us get through. You know, I've said it before and I've heard many times that without the bad, we would never know the good. It takes all these lessons and all these situations in our lives. We choose how we go about or how we handle them, whether we want to be a miserable, hateful person or if we want to persevere through everything that we go through. Draw closer to God because He's our source of strength. Without the Lord, we're nothing. We can choose to be miserable or we can choose to keep an open mind and to trust that God is bringing us to a place that we've never known before, where only happiness and joy will abide. You know, a lot of times we're not happy about what we're going through. We don't have to smile and laugh and joke and cheer and say, yay, I'm going through a trial. But how we approach it and how we allow it to affect us is what determines our basic being. Are we going to walk around on this earth as Eeyore with a down face and a downtrodden spirit? Being a miserable person? Or will we draw closer to God and know that He's with us, strengthening us? And try to keep an open mind and try to keep an open heart so that we may understand why we go through these things. See, I thoroughly believe that even in our trials and even in our misfortunes, we can still be kind to others. We can still help where we can help. We can still keep within our hearts that desire to help someone that is less fortunate than us. And that could be just someone that has their arms full and is unable to open a door. It's those small, random acts of kindness that help determine the type of person that we are. You never know how one small thing that you have done is going to affect the lives of someone else. By putting other people first, treating them as you wish to be treated, not as they treat you. There is so much hatred, so much focus on self in this world today that I find in my heart and in my mind, my beliefs are those of us that are most kind are those that are most happy or are those that are most in tune with the Lord. For we know that no matter what we go through, God is there. And I know today that it's not about us. It's not about what I go through today. It's about how I can demonstrate the Lord's love. How much guidance I can give to someone else. How much good I can do for the Lord. It's about putting other people first and being helpful. And not doing it grudgingly, like as it is something that you have to do. More than something that you would want to do. I can guarantee you, by helping others, it would get you out of your own head. By helping someone else today, it will take your mind and your eyes off of your own circumstances. Rather than ask yourself, Lord, how can I get through these things? Ask yourself, Lord, what can I do for someone else today? Rather than ask God, what is He going to do for you today? Ask God, how can I serve you better today? Kindness is based on the mindset that is described in Philippians. Chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of others. It's not about us. It's about helping others. It's about demonstrating and displaying the love of God, that love that God has given you, the abilities and the guidance and direction that God has given you, the things that He has brought you through, all that we may be a witness to others and help them through it as well, showing that kindness that God asks of us. It's that mindset. Kindness is humbly giving of ourselves in love and mercy to others who may not be able to give anything back. It's doing something for someone without receiving anything in return. Sometimes those who, in our opinion, may not deserve it, and who frequently don't thank us for it. Basically, kindness means, or kindness is, a way of thinking that leads to doing thoughtful deeds for others. It's that kind of thinking that leads to doing thoughtful deeds for others without payback, without even a thank you. We don't have to always be acknowledged for the things that we do. God sees all that we do, good or bad. We don't hide from Him in shame when we do something wrong. No. We face it. We own it. We go to God and we ask for forgiveness. We go to the person that we've offended and seek forgiveness. We don't always have to be praised for the kindness that we display. It's something that God says that we should do. It should be second nature. We should do it without thought. It should just come naturally to us. Proverbs 19:22, in the New King James Version is worded as, "What is desired in a man is kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar." So why would God want us to demonstrate kindness? Why would God ask for us to do this? And it's because God wants us to be more like Him. Biblical history shows that God's mercy and kindness was many times shown through His people, through the people that He inspired. I would imagine that within our own lives, we can think of times and situations where God's mercy and kindness has been shown many times in our lives. Ephesians 4:32 reads, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Be kind and compassionate to one another. We are tools to extend God's loving kindness and mercy to the world. We are to reflect the light and example of His compassion, mercy, and kindness. We are to become more like Him so we can be in His family forever. This is why God commands us to be kind, to help, to show that love and mercy, that same thing that is given to us so freely. Is given to us freely, so why would we not give to others freely, without condition, without requirement? God is willing to do a mighty work in each and every one of us. And all He asks is that we do the same for others. Think of it as paying forward. But if you have a rightful relationship with God today, these things should come naturally to you. putting other people first and helping out where you see help needs to be. But unfortunately, more often than not, we find that people want to be treated kindly, but have a hard time being kind themselves. Sometimes your words of kindness is all someone needs to hear when they are having a bad day. A few simple kind words can completely change the attitude and course of the day. I read last night on Facebook, a friend had posted that she rarely pays people compliments. She may think in her mind, that's a really nice outfit that woman has on, but yet she won't tell that person. And she said last night that she was going to begin doing that. I don't remember her exact words, but she said something to the effect that a compliment is never a bad thing. And it's true. Just a few simple kind words can completely change the attitude in the course of a day for someone else and for yourself as well. Get out of your own head. The biggest goal of the devil is for you to remain focused on yourself, to remain focused on your own circumstances, and to dwell in your own misery. Because the devil doesn't want you to be happy. He doesn't want you to be more like God. He doesn't want you to do the things that God commands. When we can remain focused on our circumstances and on ourselves, it draws us away from God. I say today we need to stop giving the devil the victory. Stop allowing him to have control over you. Draw closer to the Lord and he'll draw closer to you. My husband has a great saying, more prayer, more power. Less prayer, less power. No prayer, no power. When you pray and when you draw closer to God, he will draw closer to you. And he will give you strength. He will help you through your circumstances. He will help you through your difficulties. He will help you see that the greatest thing that we can do for God is to continue to demonstrate the same love and mercy that's demonstrated or that is given to us by giving that to others. Without asking for anything in return. My final word for you today is, my final thought, is kindness is not a selfish attempt to get something for ourselves. It is a show of mercy and love to other human beings with no thought of reward. May we all develop the same type of love and kindness that God has for us. That we may show it to others. That we may seek to be more helpful today. And to help others through those things that they may be going through. I hope that the word today has strengthened you and given you a greater insight. That has maybe touched you and got you thinking of your actions and maybe giving you a little bit of a change of heart to try to see your wrongs and to try to see where you can make improvements. Because in the end, that's all it's about. Progress, not perfection. That we may continue to strive to be better today than we were yesterday. I hope that the Lord would continue to show kindness unto you. that you may continue to show kindness unto others, and that he may strengthen, lead, and guide you. Daniel, do you have any thoughts?
If you can't say anything nice, say nothing at all.
Amen. With that being said, then, we can bow our heads for closing prayer.